Okay, so this is me, Dolores, as per usual, and I'm at a Newcross People's Learning Centre, I think they call it now. It's not a library anymore. And I'm with, tell me your name.
I'm Kevin Bonavere.
And you're a councillor for?
I'm the Labour councillor for Blackheath in Lewisham.
So why have you come along to the library this evening?
Well, I've come to the library because across Lewisham, because of the cuts that we've had from the government, we've been having to try and save money. And over the last couple of years, we've closed five of our 12 libraries. But in place of them, we've been trying to get local communities to sort of come up and keep them going. And the council's been supporting that.
It's a bit of a celebration there for the money we've raised. Sorry.
We'll check that figure out
later.
Yeah,
we will, yeah.
But things like in Blackheath, where I am, we've got a new library supported by the local charity there. And here we've had lots of people in the area who live here, volunteers.
It's a draw, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I've got to check my raffle ticket in a minute.
Have you got one? Let's just stop a minute.
So you've got lots of volunteers near these libraries, these new libraries, and they've been keeping them going. And things like this, having auctions, having fundraising parties, they've actually... Sorry, I've got to do that again.
Did you go to libraries as a child?
I did. I grew up on the Ferrier Estate.
Wow, okay.
There's a Ferrier Library there. I remember going there after school and also borrowing lots of Enid Blyton books. Which
I hope you don't mind me saying this, but the Ferrier Estate had a little bit of a name, didn't it?
It did have a name. But if you lived there, in fact, there were a lot of people. Actually, it was a really strong community because everyone knew everyone and looked out for each other.
Yeah.
So yeah, there was trouble, but there were also lots of good families in the Ferrier Estate, and people should never forget that.
And you're one of those good families.
Well, you know, I did all right. I bet it was local school. I had a good family around me, so I've grown up and doing little things like this is a way of putting something back to the community that, you know, we should all look after.
So you're actually a councillor for Blackheath.
Yeah.
And one of the libraries there was closed, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It was one of the small libraries in Lewisham, and it was closed last year. And in its place, the council gave a one-off grant to a local charity, the Age Exchange, to use its premises to open up a library. And that library is opening next week. So I'm really looking forward to that. Not least because I'm going to start having warm councillor surgeries again. It's been pretty cold the last few Saturdays out there.
Okay. So if people have got any problems and they need to get in touch with you, how can they get in touch with you?
Lots of ways. They can look at the Lewisham Council website. They can call Lewisham Council switchboard and I'll put them through to me. Or they can catch me on Twitter, Facebook, you know, the usual... many ways you can try and get hold of people these days.
Right, so before we leave, you have bought the most beautiful, I love it, it's hand-knitted Union Jack bedspread.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely wonderful. And you spent a little bit of money on it as well.
I think I busted the budget. I had to go to a cash point, so I've come back to sort of pay my dues for it. But it is absolutely amazing. And the two things that really made me want to get it was that when I realised it was local volunteers at this library who'd knitted it over the summer. And if you look at the back of it, which you can't see here, but it's one giant Union Jack on the front, but the back there's hundreds of mini Union Jacks, and that for me thought that set it off. So yeah, there's a bit of a bidding war there, it's cost a bit, but hopefully worth it.
So do you think with the carry-on with the Olympics, the Jubilee, the Union Jack is a real symbol of pride at the moment, isn't it?
It is. It's a symbol. It should be. Many years ago, when I was a kid, people going around with a Union Jack, and so you think they'd be like far-right extremists.
Exactly.
And in actual fact, you look at it, and you think, actually, it's a flag that brings people together. You know, the Union Jack. It's not about them and us. It's actually bringing us all together.
Yeah.
So, I've loved the design. I've always loved the design. And now I think, especially after this year, it's a symbol of us together, and so yeah, this is going to be one I'll be very proud to have in my home.
Thanks so much for talking to me. Thank you, and also support our libraries. Yeah,
absolutely. Go down to your local library, and it's not just about borrowing books. It's about a public space, about meeting people and getting information from the people around you about your local community. So check out your local library because you may see, you'll find a few surprises down there.
I like the way it was tonight. Actually, it was very community ridden, wasn't it? Lots of people having a laugh.
Absolutely. Look, I mean, I you know, I found out about tonight, first found out about tonight through some of the volunteers who collared me in the middle of Lewisham and said, are you going to come down here? And so, well, I had no choice, you know, I had to come. So it's word of mouth, it's through the internet, and it's, we should have more of these things, you know, even in the good times, not just the tough times that we're living through at the moment.
You're right there. Thanks so much for talking to me.
Thanks, Doris.